It's Hidden Gems right here on 99.9 MyFM. Today we are speaking with Randy Revell Jr. about his late brother Craig Revell and the business that he started marketing race car drivers locally. The business was called Finish Line Web Designs back then. Randy, thanks so much for joining us. First of all, how did your brother get the idea to do this? And was it just his sheer passion and a love for motorsports that got him going?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is just his sheer passion that Craig had and you know, the love of the sport too, right? Like I think that was the foundation of it all. I mean, I don't remember Craig ever missing a race, like, growing up. And, and all of us kids and my brother and sister, we both started going to the races at such a young age. And like I said, I don't think Craig ever missed a race. Actually, I think it all kind of started with live updates at the track. And whether it be texting, Facebook, or Twitter posts, just keeping the racing world informed. And that's what Craig really wanted to do with it.
You know, your brother had several ideas as to what he wanted to do with race car drivers locally and how to kind of bring them closer to the fans and maybe help market them a little bit more and maybe bring more sponsorship to their teams. Would you kind of agree that maybe he kind of changed the way things were done as far as marketing goes for local auto racers?
Yes, I absolutely think that's the case, Tim. Like Craig, he just had a unique way about him. Just the way he marketed the drivers and the teams, really. Like it was almost like yes, it was a business for him, but it was almost like he operated on the premise of friendship first. You know, like he just loved being around the track, and he loved being around the people. Whether you were just a fan or sponsors or potential sponsors, you know, like basically just in general, like the general interest of motorsports. I really think Craig did have a huge role in that.
With all the things that your brother started a few years ago, you're starting to see a lot of that today. Do you think a lot of the stuff we see today is kind of from what your brother initiated?
Yes, I really do believe that, Tim. I know there's many people that if they couldn't get to the track for any particular reason or whatever the case may be, they were always looking forward to see Craig's updates, you know. And like I mentioned, a lot of it was in real time, right? So if you woke up early in the morning the next day and you needed to know who won a race or what happened, you know, Craig had something on the internet ready to go, right? Like, it's just, unbelievable the dedication Craig had and the amount of work that he put in. But to this day, the impact Craig had, you know, on the local motorsport scene, it definitely continues to be felt. And I think a lot of people will say the same thing. I think another thing that Craig did, he helped a lot of people realize how social media, how it can be so far reaching and how it could be great for exposure and just to keep everyone informed as what's going on. And, that racing family, it was definitely brought closer back then, and like I said, I still feel it to this day.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for joining us here on Hidden Gems and talking about your brother Craig and what he did for the local motorsport scene. We could go on all day, but thanks again for joining us, Randy. Really appreciate it.